Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah Nabiina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallam. In previous sessions we talked about Sunan al-Rawatib. We talked about wudu. Last time we talked about walking to the masjid and how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every step is counted towards either expiating your sin or elevating your ranks. And alhamdulillah, we all walk to the masjid. So I think it's a good idea, especially interesting idea by our kids, if they can count the steps coming towards the masjid. So it will be very good that next time you're coming to the masjid, start counting and then think about it, that every day multiplied by 5 times or 4 times, and then you double it because you come and you go back. Okay, every time is counted. So see how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this small activity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting us all this reward. Today really I would like to remind ourselves on the excellence of Adhan. So this is logically, after you come to the masjid, the first thing is the Adhan. And Adhan is an ibadah that carries lots of excellence, lots of reward. Actually, the ayah in Surah Fussilat, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهُ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than he who calls people to Allah, مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهُ, and he does righteous deed, and he proudly says, I am among the Muslims. Aisha radiallahu anha used to say that this ayah is about muadhinin, about the people who call for adhan, because he is loudly saying hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So he is calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here the ayah talks about them. Waman ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a. That's why Aisha radiallahu anha used to say that this ayah is about muadhinin. So it's a great title actually. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَالًا. He is the best in his speech. So Adhan carries all this fadila. few hadith in Bukhari by Abi Huraira. Prophet ﷺ said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا فِي النِّدَاءِ وَالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَسْتَهِمُوا عَلَيْهِ لَاسْتَهَمُوا. If people really knew what are the rewards, what's the reward in giving the Adhan and in joining the first row, if people knew their real reward, what would they do? They will cast lots, because in the economic terms, the supply is scarce, but the demand is huge, okay? So Adhan is just one person's job, one role, but there are lots of applicants. Also, the first row compared to the others, okay, small space compared to the others. So how to get the position if there is no other way? It's except to cast lottery or lots. They would have done so, okay? If there is no other means to resolve this problem, people will start casting lots in order to get that position. This is by Abi Huraira in Sahih al-Bukhari. another hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muadhinuna atwalu nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamah. The day of judgment, you would recognize the Muadhinin because they will be atwalu nasi anaqan. The tallest people, their neck will be the tallest, okay? Imam Suyuti attempted to give more than one explanation. What does that mean? So among the things he said is that it's an expression in the Arab tribes, that when they would like to give a title to the leader of the tribe, they'll say he's the tallest in the neck, okay? Meaning that he will be the leader on that day. Other explanation he gave is that they will be the one who are the most exposed to the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if they are reaching out to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. also among the things he said that on the day of judgment people will start to drown in their sweats, right? But they will be the ones that the sweat never reaches them. Lots of explanation, but Allahu alam exactly what does it mean, but for sure they will be exceptionals on the day of judgment. People would recognize them because of this character. So it singles out the muaddinin on that day according to this hadith. There was a Bedouin, and the Prophet ﷺ knew that he likes to hang around with his sheep and in the deserts. So Prophet ﷺ said, "Inni araka tuhibbu al-ghanam wal-badiya." I see that you always love going to the badiya and staying with your cattle there. So إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي غَنَمِكَ أَوْ بَادِيَتِكَ فَأَذَّنْتَ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَارْفَعْ صَوْتَكَ بِالنِّدَى. If you are there and you give adhan, then increase your volume. Okay, make your adhan so loudly. Why? فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ مَدَى صَوْتِ الْمُؤَذِّنِ جِنٌّ وَلَا إِنْسٌ وَلَا شَيْءٌ إِلَّا شَهِدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So no human being or even jinn or even anything who hears the adhan, where your voice reaches them, they will testify for you on the day of judgment. شَهِدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that this is a guy who gave adhan. Okay, he said so and so. So this is a great, great, great reward. Greater so nowadays with this modern technology, mic and this thing, even it reaches very further places than it is to be just with the voice. So these are really great rewards for the adhan. And I think in this masjid we don't have dedicated muaddinin, meaning that there is no paid muaddin, so anybody could enjoy this kind of rewards. All it requires is really intention. So the first hadith we said that casting lots, it will be very difficult to win the competition with Abu Tariq or Dr. Bashir, but there is no harm, okay, to just try it. Okay, the first person enters, he is entitled for the adhan. We don't have muaddinin here, especially so we notice that when Jazamullah Khair, these brothers are in mission or not there, sometimes it stays without adhan until very near to the iqama. Okay, so these are opportunities we really, I think, we should grab. But nevertheless, if we are not among that category, still there are room left for us. Okay, that means the person who is in the receiving end of the adhan, still you have certain rewards. And basically, it's the objective of Islam that when there are certain ibadah that it is only performed by a minority or a position that is only occupied by ones, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends the reward to others. And that's why we have the ruling that when there is an adhan, you repeat with the muaddin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you also say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, until as if you also did the adhan within yourself. Okay, so you participated somehow in this reward. And in this regard, there are a number of ahadith. I would just like to say one hadith, which meaning is that the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever repeats with the muaddin and at the end says this dua. And this dua is, I hope many of us, we know, especially the kids, would recognize the dua after the adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhi ta'wat al-ta'amah wa salat al-qa'imah aati muhammadin al-wasila wal-fadila والدرجة الرفيعة العالية وبعث اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. It's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this position, high rank position, درجة الرفيعة. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that whoever does this dua, what will happen? حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is the hadith of Bukhari, narrated by Jabir radhiallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shafa'ati, the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, which is really something we should all look forward to, shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day. In the hadith of Muslim by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, there is a little extension to this dua, which we also, I hope we all know, is that whoever after the adhan says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, raditu billahi rabban, wa bi Muhammadin rasulan wa bil islami deena. Okay, very good sayings, that I fully satisfy that my Lord is Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul, and Islam is my deen. We are fully satisfied and we are fully proud of. Whoever says these things, what will happen? غَفَرَ لَهُ ذَنْبَ. It is in Sahih Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. So, these are really brothers and sisters, I hope they're hearing. It's really very great, great rewards. It doesn't require much effort. And I really hope that inshallah we'll try to, in the first hadith there was also joining the first row, okay. So inshallah we'll dedicate another session on coming early to the prayer. This is something we really need to help each other to attend this. Wallahu alam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.